Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Satan's Scheme. Satan held a meeting with other fallen angels, his partners in crime. On the agenda was his plan to devour the spiritual lives of Christians. He said, "The ungodly men and women of the world are already on our side. Forget about them. Our focus should be the ones who are still loyal to God. So here is my plan. Begin by planting wicked seeds in the rich soil of Christian homes. Stir up anger, evil speaking, and bitterness between husbands and wives, parents and children." Ephesians 4:31. "Entice married ones to give in to lust of the flesh and commit adultery. The people of the world are doing it, so why shouldn't they sample the forbidden fruit?" Romans 13, verses 9 and 10. "Tempt them to be so involved in earthly things that their hours are consumed and there is no time for Bible study or involvement with the church." 1 Samuel 12, verse 21. Psalm 119, verse 37. "Entice them to spend their money on so many material things that they have little or nothing to give God each Sunday." 1 Samuel 12:21, Psalm 119, verse 37, Matthew 13, verse 22, 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 through 8. "Give them more access to one of my greatest tools, television and other media. This will allow us to dump our garbage in their homes and pollute their hearts. They will view sinful scenes and hear filthy words that will stay in their minds maybe forever." Proverbs 4, verse 23. Luke 6, verse 45. "Tempt them to spend much of their time with tech devices like computers, phones, etc. This will further erode their time." Psalm 119, verse 37. Ephesians 5, verse 16. "Persuade Christians to straddle the fence with actions that are ungodly, because, as you know, the fence belongs to me." Matthew 6, verse 24. 1 Kings 18, verse 21. Colossians 3, verse 2. Satan said the next part involves another rich soil in which to plant our wicked seeds, the church. "This is my plan. Influence churches to conform to the world's view of religion. Everyone is going to heaven, so why bother with the details in Scripture?" Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. "Convince them that God's commands or rules are too restrictive, or that Scripture applies only to the people or culture to which it was written." Deuteronomy 12, verse 32. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. "Persuade them that God is flexible with His commands and it is permissible to add to or take from the Bible at their discretion. After all, if the Bible doesn't say not to do something, then it is permissible, right?" Maybe they will not remember Nadab and Abihu, Leviticus 10, verse 1. "When they fall for that lie, they will be mine." Urge them to insist on having their own way. When that does not happen, they will split the church and we will have gained a great victory. Romans 12, verse 10. "Unity is our enemy, so stir up selfish ambition and let pride rule in their hearts." Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. "Entice them to follow cultural norms and let women have authority in leadership roles. We know it violates God's will. Just look where it got Eve." 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 through 14. "In every way, get them to conform to the world instead of being transformed by Christ. It will destroy their salty influence with lost souls." Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, Matthew 5, verses 13 and 14. Satan concluded, if we implement this scheme, we are sure to spiritually devour Christians, wreck their homes, and make the church implode. Today's verse, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5, verse 8.